Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode. It's Kelly from thehappyworkaholic.com, and I just finished recording probably the most emotional episode I've ever recorded about my autoimmune disease, and I just had to give a big update and get a lot off my chest that I haven't shared anywhere else. So that episode 111 is now available, but now I want to talk about something else. Originally, I was going to put these two together, these shows together, but I decided they needed to be separate and have their own dedicated space. So today I want to talk to you guys about how you can create the things that you wish existed. And I want to start off by sharing a Steve Jobs quote with you. It goes something like this: "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to truly be satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do." Now, I don't know about you, but I am extremely lucky and I do love what I do. I love coaching one-on-one. I love putting together other podcasts for my clients. I love helping them with their LinkedIn, getting more acquainted with the platform, to meet and engage with other dedicated professionals in their field or in other fields. Like, I love doing things like that. I love meal prepping. I love organizing a hot mess express situation. Those are just things that I love. Those are things that I know I'm good at. And if you are trying to figure out what you're good at and what you love, and maybe you're turning the page to a new chapter in your life, then I would highly suggest getting a journal and just doing a little brain dump session, like every morning. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And just figure out what you really want out of life. Life is too short. You need to be able to do what you love. And for me personally, if you listen to that last episode, 111, where I basically lost my mind, kind of tears of joy and frustration and confusion all at once, but I want to be able to help more people in the medical field, in the medical industry. I want to help other patients that were me. And so I've been actually looking for jobs in San Diego at one specific hospital because from day one, I received nothing but the best service there. And I'm friends with some of the nurses on my Instagram now because they know how to flush my port properly and quickly. And I've just received nothing but like great vibes from this place. And it's something that I'm drawn to. It's something that I want to be a part of, a new community. And I want to be able to help other patients. So if something doesn't if something doesn't exist, you need to create it. And I'm going to give you an example. So, because this is what I'm doing right now, I'm doing my research and I'm trying to figure out like what that job could be. Am I going to stop doing what I'm doing with the Happy Workaholic Network? No way in hell. Of course, I'm going to still be doing all that. But there's a void in my life where it's like I need to help other patients. I need to be there for more patients that have gone through so many crazy roller coaster rides like I have. So the example of having to create something that doesn't exist, you need to put that into the universe and do the work and do the research and make it happen. So my example in this would be when I was a pro makeup artist, I was working for MAC Cosmetics right outside Boston. And the year was, I think it was like 2004 or 2005. And previously, I had worked on a small cruise line out of Rhode Island, which is where I'm from. And after working in the retail field, doing makeup professionally, I realized that I wanted to start traveling again, but doing makeup as I travel. So I started looking at the big ships, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Celebrity, Holland America, all of them. Not one of them had a makeup artist job. They only had one product in the spa that these girls just put like all over the face and neck, and I don't even know what else. It was like one orange colored product. I forget the name of it. But there was no makeup artist. They were just in the spa. And then I found out that the duty-free shops on board had girls that were selling cosmetics and fragrance, but they didn't do makeup. So this took about 6 months of research and contacting cruise lines to find out all the information. And just so you know, this is the time when you were faxing companies and calling 800 numbers. And so it was a lot of time and effort put into this. I remember driving to MAC, out like right outside Boston from Rhode Island, and my commute would be 45 minutes. And in snow, it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I would use that time on this awful trek to work in the snow and ice, contacting these cruise lines and doing my research and getting all this information. So I, long story short, ended up getting a hold of the company that ran the shops, the duty-free shops on board. And we ended up creating a position that was mine. And my job, I was a national artist for Lancôme. And my job was to go on different cruise ships and train the makeup artists. I ended up becoming friends with the dance cast and the ice cast. So I did their makeup as well. I did makeup on sea days for all the guests for formal nights. And I was probably doing like 35, 40 makeups tops a day. That is an insane amount of face painting. 40 makeups in one day is like insane. And luckily I had some assistants, but I was also selling, training the girls on the product line and how to sell and actually how to apply makeup and hygiene and like everything. But that was my job. I created that job. And then they ended up having it for Estee Lauder as well as Clinique. So there was three girls. And we all started around the same time. And I went on as a guest on board these big ships. So I had a clear customs just like a guest. I had a guest cabin. My face was like plastered everywhere. So to hide from security, to hang out in the crew quarters with my friends, I would have to take all my makeup off and put on a hoodie and like smuggle myself down until I got the tap on the shoulder, like, you're a guest, go back upstairs before we throw you off the ship kind of situation. But I was on a different ship every week, sometimes every 2 weeks as a guest. So that's why I did so many ships. If you follow my, if you've ever read my bio or my profile on LinkedIn, I have worked on over 25, I think it is, 25 or 27, I forget. It's definitely over 20 major cruise lines. And I didn't work for the actual cruise line itself. I worked for the makeup line. So I worked for Lancôme. So I was on board. It was Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Holland, Costa. There was one more. But I got to travel the world and do makeup, and that's what I wanted. So I created it. And how I did that was doing research. It took me months, at least 6 months of just research and trying to get a hold of somebody. That's how long it took. And I remember my friend, who was my boss at the time at MAC, she started like kind of asking like, what's up with you? Like, you seem like off. And then finally I sat her down. I'm like, I have to give you my notice. And she's like, you're lying. And I was like, okay, so here's the deal. This is why I've been weird lately, because I was so stressed out. Like, is this job really going to happen? Like, I had to request days off. They flew me to Miami to, like, in the middle of August. I was in a full black suit with, like, double lashes on and the whole nine, like, ready to impress a bunch of Lancôme execs that came in from France to meet me in Miami. And I had to take those days off of work and, like, not tell anybody about it. And these are makeup artists I worked with for years that, like, we share everything about ourselves. So I was like, you know, I couldn't share any of this. It was like on the DL, like nobody could know what I was up to until I got the job. So I ended up flying to Miami twice. I had to request those days off. And this is like when Facebook just started happening. So like nobody really knew to like stalk you on social to figure out what you were doing in life. So that was the bonus. But yeah, I ended up getting that job. I created it. I did my research. I manifested the shit out of it and made it happen. So if you need to create a job for yourself that doesn't exist, for example, right now, I'm trying to do the same thing in the medical field. I want to be able to help more patients. I don't know how. I don't want to volunteer. I want to, you know, have all the benefits that any other employee at a hospital will have. And just with my health, I still am kind of nervous to do certain things. So I feel more comfortable there too, rather than if I were to go work, say, like a car dealership or something. I feel comfortable being at a hospital. So if something were to ever happen, I'm in a good spot. So right now I'm trying to figure out like a patient advocate or like a liaison, or I'm not sure. I'm trying to research. Right now I'm researching all the terminology and the verbiage and like what each position entails and how I could be my best self for them, like in each position. And it's a different, like I've never been involved in the medical field other than saving my own life for the last 3 years, which I feel like working full time, I should have received a lot of benefits, but now it's time to use my experience and to be able to help other patients. So right now I'm trying to create that position. I'm trying to create something that I know should exist. So that's why I felt like I needed to kind of share my story and give you some of my tips on how to do that. So whether you're looking for a job in a brand new field, or if you're looking to, you know, create different content and you work for yourself online, I've done the same with all my business coaching programs, the Leverage Your LinkedIn program, your podcast production, the entire Happy Workaholic Network. Like, nothing there is something that was given to me. I've created every single word you see on that website. I've designed the website. I, excuse me, have spent countless hours doing research and creating content and putting together programs that I wish existed. And then I offer them to my clients. Like, so many people ask me, how did you do a podcast? I'm like, I don't know. I just did the research. I needed to make money. I thought I was going to go blind and I just made it happen. So now I do that for my clients because there's nothing really out there that did what I thought I could do. So I created it. So I want to share with you a couple tips on how you can go about creating that job. And trust me, if I can do it more than once, twice, three times, like you can do it too. All you need to do is get yourself a journal from your favorite store. I love the ones at Home Goods, at Target. Like, it really depends on like the cover, my mood, and I like am a notebook obsessed person. So I'm a big fan of journaling. You need to, you know, write down your thoughts and figure out how you want to do it. Here come my hiccups again. And how you can actually, oh my God, they're so bad. I'm so sorry. Hiccups are the worst to edit out. So I just, welcome to my show. I don't edit. You need to figure out how you can do it if it's capable and how you can shift things in your personal life to make it happen. You need to manifest it. You need to put it out into the universe, just like how I did with my makeup jobs and my coaching businesses and all of that. Like, you just got to write this shit down and make it happen. And in order to do that, you have to be organized. You have to find the time so that you could do the research. I mean, right now we're so lucky that LinkedIn, and obviously I'm a LinkedIn coach, so like this is my number one go-to, but when I was trying to find my makeup job where I could travel the world, there was no LinkedIn. I could never research like the top exec at Lancôme in Paris and like send them an email. I had to call like a 1,800,000 numbers and constantly fax my resume and cover letters and all that BS. Like, we live in such a different time now where you need to utilize LinkedIn to see who you need to speak to and reach out to and send them like a lovely message in their inbox. Don't steal their email and send them an email like I get all the time from people, which is so unprofessional. What you need to do is sit on LinkedIn with your little list and to-dos and figure out who it is you need to meet, what department they're in, excuse me, and introduce yourself to them and create a relationship. You have to create a relationship first and foremost to move forward with anything, whether it's in your personal or professional life. And if that's something that you're trying to do in your professional life, I'm doing the exact same thing for when I pitch to companies to sponsor and create a commercial for this show that you're listening to right now. I did it before when I was pitching hotels and brands when I had my luxury travel business in Las Vegas. I'm doing it right now for the medical field in this specific hospital I really want to be a part of. And I'm finding who I need to talk to online using LinkedIn. LinkedIn is like the Google that you're going to need for your research to find out who it is that you need to talk to, how you could talk to them, when you can set up a meeting, you know, and all that fun stuff. So you really need to get a journal, write stuff down. You need to manifest it. You need to find your contacts. Please use LinkedIn. It will change your life. If it's not on LinkedIn, then maybe you can utilize Facebook and Instagram. Excuse me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I use Facebook and Instagram for some companies that I pitch, and then I end up connecting with them on LinkedIn, and then we get into each other's email inbox. So it really depends on the brand, the person, and like the exact situation where it would be best to contact them. And the next thing that you're going to want to do is to follow up. I am a follow up queen. Here's the thing. If I did not follow up on so many jobs, I never would have gotten them. So many contracts, so many leads, so many deals done, like in the last 20 years of my career. If you don't follow up, people are so busy with their everyday. They're so busy at work. They'll forget. Somebody might take over their inbox. Somebody might come in when they were going out on a sick leave or maternity leave, and you didn't know that because you didn't follow up, and they're so busy that they forgot to tell you. And then you lose the deal. You lose the job. You lose the contract. You have to follow up. It doesn't matter why. It just matters that you have to. So that is like my number one tip of advice is research and follow up and make sure you're contacting somebody, the person that you need to talk to or the company on the right platform. So whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. If it's something in your personal life that you're trying to make happen or something that doesn't exist that you really wish it would, say, for example, like your clean fridge or your meal prepping situation or your organized pantry, if it's not in the budget, you just need to use what you have. So food, for example, I make this detox soup like all the time, and all the ingredients is it's literally like what I have left over in the fridge, whether it's like stir fries, canned veggies, frozen veggies, beans, rice, like the version, it varies every week or two, depending on when I make it with the ingredients, because I mean, the detox ingredients, I have a ton of celery and broth, and it's a lot of veggies, but the actual soup varies because I use what I have. So I'm using like all my leftovers and not wasting anything. And then it still stays the same. It's my detox soup, just switching up a couple ingredients. If you are trying to organize your pantry and you don't have like a $500 budget for those beautiful containers from the container store that we all love, You can go to the dollar store. You can go to Big Lots. You can use shoe boxes. You can be creative and go to your garage because I'm sure there's shit in there that you can utilize. And organize it until you can upgrade to the next level and get those gorgeous containers from Amazon or Container Store. So you just have to use what you have on the budget that you have, but you could still make it happen. You can still, I remember when I was little, I used to redo my room like all the time. Like I literally would draw it out on a piece of paper and I would show my dad and then he would help me like rearrange my room. I don't know why I did that. Like I just always did. I wanted to like switch up my mood in my room. So crazy. I was like 10 years old doing this. But you just have to use what you have. So if I wanted my bedroom to be like a certain way, then I would have to use what I had, you know, to switch it around. I can't go out buying it 10 years old, like these fancy things. My parents would be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, no, you can't have that. Like, this is how your room is going to be. And so I used what I had. And that's the whole point of the show, is just to create the things that you wish existed. Like find a way to create and make it happen. Find a way to utilize the things that you have to make it exist. For example, I have LinkedIn. I'm going to create this medical field position that doesn't exist. And I have done it before in the past with different jobs, and I'm not afraid to do it now. And I feel like right now we're in a new year and everybody has these like amazing new goals. And trust me, if you listen to the last episode, like my month has been pretty much hell. It wasn't how I thought my 2019 was going to start off. And I'm definitely looking for a redo come February 1st. That's for sure. but you need to just like stop and reevaluate your life and, you know, breathe and just make changes if you need to and take a break and relax and go to your happy place and write all this shit down in your journal. Manifest the shit out of it and it's going to happen. And if something doesn't exist, you create it and then it's yours. And that is the whole point of the show. That is what I wanted to share with you guys, a couple of my tips and tricks on how to get that done, how I'm personally doing it myself right now, how I've done it in the past. And just don't ever give up. And don't forget to follow up either, because that is key. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. It's definitely a lot happier than the last one. And as I mentioned in a couple episodes back, I am changing this show for the better in the next episodes to come. And I just recorded two shows. This is the second. I recorded a show earlier. It's Sunday. And I woke up and I just had to record these two shows for you. So on Wednesday will be the next I Chose a Slave series episode with a brand new guest, which I'm super excited for you guys to hear. And if you have any other questions about that series, it's always on Wednesdays where I interview another female entrepreneur. Fridays are my solo show. And then if I feel the need to record more, I do, because I'm here to provide my experience, my knowledge, just like life and business tips and tricks to help you through yours and to make yours a more happier, healthier, more positive and productive place. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes. I would truly appreciate it. But if you have any questions or comments regarding this show, you can always tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. Shoot me a message anytime. I'd love to hear from you. And if you are trying to create something right now that didn't exist, let me know. I'd love to help you out. Love to hear it. And I can't wait to hear from you guys soon. And I'll talk to you again next week. Until then. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, Leverage Your LinkedIn, and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.